Monday 9th of July. Time's just gone 27 minutes past 8. It's Chris Milligan here on your breakfast show in for Lee Partridge. Do hope that you are doing well this morning. It's time for our main interview this morning, and a very good morning to the Mayor of Watford, Peter Taylor.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Thank you very much for coming in. How's the new job going?
Really great. I'm loving it. It's very busy, but really enjoying the all the variety.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's we're going to talk about a few things this morning. I mentioned to you earlier, we'll talk about housing and we'll talk about transport as well. I want to start off with the big events happening in Watford. Obviously, we have the big screen at the moment. It's back this year. People remember it from last year. Was the big screen on the big beach, am I right? And it's completely separate this year.
That's right, we separated them all out, which I think is better. I've got young kids myself and I kept taking them to play in the sand and they were just watching the TV. And so now this year, we've got the big screen for the next 3 weeks. It's all free. You can hire a deck chair for £1 and there's films on all day, and we're showing the Wimbledon tennis as well.
Yeah, it's been a big success. Why do you think it has been a success in Watford?
I think people love going out, meeting up with friends and family. It's, you know, a free event, which is great. The top of the town looks really good now after all those works. So, you know, we show really good family films, so people do enjoy it.
Am I right in saying that it brings quite a lot of people from outside town into town as well?
That's right. It's really good for our local businesses. So you get people travelling quite a bit of distance, parking up or getting the train or whatever, and coming to see the films.
It really is. It's been a good success already so far. It's happening to the 22nd of July. There's some good movies on there that are being shown this year. Got Groundhog Day. We've had Moana, The Greatest Showman. Anything particularly floating your boat?
I don't know about my boat. My kids are slightly obsessed with The Greatest Showman, so they kind of insisted that we had to listen to the CD this morning during the school run, and I'm sure they'll be there when that's shown.
Oh, well, amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm probably see you there at some point because I am a big fan of Greatest Showman. We'll get back to the big events in just a little bit because we want to talk a little bit more about that as well. And we'll talk about the big beach, which is coming up a little bit later in this year. I want to talk, first of all, to you this morning, really, about transport in Watford. Can we start off with the Met Line? Obviously, we had this massive sort of hoo-ha about the extension. For clarity, vote, that's not going through now, is it?
No. I mean, we thought it wasn't going to happen and we were obviously really gutted about that. I had a meeting at Transport for London 2 or 3 weeks ago and they said it's dead, it's timed out, the team that was working on it have already been disbanded, so regrettably that scheme that we'd really hoped for is not going to happen.
Well, why is it dead? What was the reason for it?
The reason was to do with funding. So they said they wanted an extra £73 million, which we managed to get from the government. But then they said any overrun, any risk associated with it, we had to bear, Hertfordshire County Council. And that just never happens with these schemes. So they had all the funding there, but they weren't prepared to take any of the risks. So regrettably, that scheme's not going to happen. It had to have actually started by August this year because of the legislation, right. And that's not going to happen.
Am I right in saying that the council spent around about this 9.6 million around in the region on the plans? Is that right?
I think it's slightly less than that, but the one of the good things that came out of the meeting was that Transport for London said we will get all of our money back.
Okay, yeah.
So that was one of the key things we discussed.
I was going to say, I saw an article with you saying that you're looking to get the money back. Is that going well at the moment?
Yeah, so all the money will go back to the Department for Transport and then they'll give it back to ourselves and Hertfordshire County Council and other people. The good thing is that the Transport for London, really, they have the whip hand because they give the money to Transport for London every year, and so they can just withhold some of that money. So we will get our money back.
Okay. So the plan with the Met Line extension was it was to bring some new jobs into Watford. It was going to be quite very important to the town. So what do we do now? What is the next step? Obviously, so that's not going to go through. Do you have anything else in place instead?
Yeah. So what another thing that came out of that meeting, fortunately, was that Transport for London said they'll work with us, look at alternatives, so do feasibility studies. Are there any alternative schemes that we could deliver? So it might be, there's been talk about light rail, driverless buses, all of these different options. So we're now going to start looking at different options. Can we pull everyone together and deliver a scheme? Because we need better transport in Watford.
When are you hoping to see something in place by?
There's no time frame at the moment, sadly. No. So we're going to have these feasibility studies, first of all, see what the options are, and then take it from there.
Okay. Let's talk about the junction as well, very quickly. Are there any plans for the junction at the moment at all?
Yeah, again, we're working with Network Rail and with other people to try to improve that. I was a bit delayed this morning to look at the traffic all around Watford Junction, and so I know from personal experience that it's not good there. We really want a bridge to open up so that people can access the station from both sides. There's been ongoing discussions about that, and so the first few weeks for me it's been a lot of meetings trying to find out what we can do to improve these things.
Okay, one of the interesting things I want to talk regarding transport with you is one of the things that you're quite keen for was potentially a bike hire scheme in Watford. Why?
I think it would be a really good system that if you got to, say, Watford Junction, you can just hop on a bike, get into the centre of Watford. They've got schemes like that, obviously, in London and other places. We've already had meetings, and we think we can have, by this time next year, a scheme up and running across Watford.
Is Watford big enough, though, to have, like, a bike hire scheme?
I think so. It's 8 square miles. It's fairly flat. At the moment, I think that we could have a lot more people using bikes. But one of the things is not just having the bike hire scheme, but having better facilities, so cycle hoops, just making life a bit easier for cyclists. I occasionally cycle around Watford and it's not an enjoyable experience. So I think we've got to make it a bit of a better environment because the roads are really congested and having people on bikes has got to be a good thing.
Okay. How would the payment work for that sort of thing? Have you discussed that? Like how you'd pay by the day, by the week, by the hour?
So we're looking at all, we are looking at that. You'd pay by the day or by the hour. Those would be the options. We want something that's quite a flexible scheme that you wouldn't have lots and lots of hookup points to return the bikes, but you can return them to a hoop. We don't want a scheme where you just get hundreds of bikes dumped on the town, which has happened in some places, but we would want it's called a hybrid scheme.
Okay, a hoop? What's that?
Like a cycle hoop. So you've actually got to fasten it to somewhere. You can't just leave it on the pavement and then say you're done.
Of course. Would it be cost effective to bring something like that into the town?
Yeah, I think so. The costs aren't huge. And we get money from developers, for example, when they build in this town to improve our infrastructure. I think once you use some of that money on better bus services, better bike services, so we've got better transport across Watford.
Okay, interesting. Also, the other thing as well, coming with bikes as well, particularly if you've got them cycling on possibly like the roads, would you have to introduce more bike lanes into Watford as well?
Possibly. I mean, I don't want to have loads and loads of bike lanes, because yes. I know that then you're reducing space for motorists. I think we've got to look at having good facilities for buses as well. I think if we had better buses, that would make a big difference in Watford too.
Okay, interesting. Right, well, that's transport for the moment. Let's move on to housing in just a couple of seconds, but first let's do a track. This is from Tiesto, Post Malone and Gekko. Tiesto and Post Malone and Gekko as well, Jackie Chan. I don't think it's the footballer, Edin Dzeko, mind you. Do hope you're doing well. It's Chris here on your Monday Vibe Breakfast. Still with the Mayor of Watford, Peter Taylor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Actually, let's talk about that for a couple of seconds. Are you watching the football at the
moment? Of course I am. Yeah, it's been fantastic. And yeah. So I'll be watching it on Wednesday.
Wednesday. Are you, like me, just a little bit nervous for the game?
I always get nervous before England matches because you just never know. You know, always fear it going to penalties. Of course, we did do well against Colombia on penalties. So, yeah.
I hope you do forgive me for asking, but is football coming home?
I think so. I think so. Of course, Watford born Gareth Southgate leading the
team. Yes, exactly. A very proud moment for all of us. Let's move back on to our main sort of interview. Let's talk about housing this morning. Round by St Albans Road, the council's been granted planning consent for the first phase of this regeneration master plan, is it? Can you explain what that entails?
Yeah, so that will be building new homes, but one of the key things about that development is it does include schools and health facilities as well, because I think one of the problems we have at the moment is we can't just keep cramming more and more houses in without having the infrastructure. So I've talked about transport, but also we've got to make sure we've got schools and the health facilities and everything else that goes with that.
Okay, schools, for around there, what would there be a new school going in down
there? That's right, so I think it might possibly be two, so it's a two-form entry. I know that the schools in Watford, we've got St John's just along here on the same road that we are at Vibe, so we need to have more schools in Watford because we've got a growing population.
Okay, and the housing down there, is it going to be affordable housing?
It will be, so there will be, I mean, we always push for as many affordable or council houses as possible because we know that people are struggling to afford houses, and so we're really strict with our developers and say we want to have as many affordable houses as possible. Sometimes if they're building a load of, say, one bedroom flats and we think, well, actually that's not the right kind of houses, they'll give us money and then we build the affordable houses somewhere else, but we want as many affordable houses in this town as possible.
I was talking to you just a couple of seconds ago, I was saying kind of Watford is a big hotspot for people to come to because obviously it's close to London, but we do see housing prices obviously rocket go up. I've recently graduated as a student, and the reality is I'm probably going to have to move away from Watford. Can you realistically promise that, you know, we're going to have affordable housing for local people?
I'm going to do my best. I can't say everyone's going to be able to afford every house. When you're knocking on doors, you notice it used to be the norm was two people in a house. If you go to some places now, kind of it's normal to have three, four, five people because their kids are in their 20s and 30s and still living at home, which is really, really increasing it. And those people just can't afford the deposit. No. They can't afford to get on the housing ladder. One of the things, I mean, the government have put us under a lot of pressure. They've tripled the amount of houses we're meant to build. So we're meant to build in Watford now over 800 properties every single year. And that's difficult.
Yeah.
We're now working with the other councils around this area saying, well, should we actually just look to build a new town? So that we can have all the infrastructure in place as well. So rather than trying to cram in more properties here and there, we have a new town that would have schools, hospitals, transport and all of that. Because I think you're right, lots of people, I've got friends, I live in Oxy, lots of people move into, say, Leighton, Buzzard or Hemel because it's a bit more affordable. But that's a shame that they're having to feel they've got to move away.
OK, let's move on to the town centre at the moment. Obviously, we see the massive development that's going on in the town at the moment. How's that getting on? Are we on target at the moment?
They're bang on target, which is really good. So we're hoping that this autumn, pretty sure we'll be having Debenhams open and lots of the shops, and then hopefully around Christmas time the cinema will be opening.
Okay, so that does sound good. I have walked past it, does look very impressive. One of the things that was told to the residents was it was going to be pedestrianised. I hear that that's possibly not going to be the case now, is it?
Or? So we have some removable bollards that go up and down, so they'll let things like buses get through, so there will be some transport going through that part of the town from Market Street down, but there will be, you know, a lot fewer cars in that part of the town.
I thought the aim of it was just going to be completely pedestrianised, but there are buses, you say, now.
Yeah, there'll be bollards to let, because it's an important bus route there. We do want people to be able to get on the buses. Once you go from further sort of towards the town hall, towards the pond, that bit will obviously remain pedestrianised.
Okay, what was the reason for that decision? Was that always in place?
That was always the plan, yeah. I mean, we wanted it to be, I mean, you can see we've kind of spruced up the area, so like nicer benches and all the rest of it, because you've got that really brilliant development into our Harlequin, and we wanted it to seem nice on the outside, and also encourage people to leave the shopping centre and to go onto the high street and visit our shops and restaurants.
Okay, no problem. So, right, well, thank you very much for answering those questions for us. We're going to move on to our next part. If it's okay with you, can we talk about the hospital as well in Watford? Because there's a few key questions for quite like to ask about that. We will get back also to the big screen and the big beach. Remember, if you do have a question to Peter, you can still text us. It's 80818, star message the word vibe, or you can call us in the studio as well. It's 01923 888 666. We'll have someone at the end of the line taking your calls. We'll be back with you in just a sec, Peter. Let's do this one for 5 seconds of summer. First of all, it is Vibe Breakfast on your Monday morning. 5 seconds of summer wants you back on Vibe 107.6. It is your Monday Vibe Breakfast. Chris here. Do hope that you're doing well. Time's just gone 8:45. Still with the mayor of Watford, Peter Taylor. Let's talk about the hospital for the moment. I saw there was a petition up recently. There was a petition to build a new hospital, wasn't there?
There are some people who want us to build a new hospital kind of north of Watford, so they don't quite know where, but somewhere near Hemel.
But realistically, that's not...
That's not going to happen. I mean, the hospital... NHS have looked into that loads of times about the feasibility of it. They always say it's going to take too long, it's going to cost too much, there'll be no buses or trains or anything else, transport infrastructure, so they've rejected it time and time again.
Okay. When I go out and I talk to people, I was talking to a few people, local residents, that I was going to be interviewing yourself, and they all asked me the same sort of question, was about parking, because it is a bit of a nightmare. If I give you a scenario, right, I take my grandma to Watford General, she has to go there quite a bit. I have to drop her off, she's disabled, I have to drop her off at the top, but then if I park I have to go all the way down to the bottom and go and park, and it's on a massive hill as well. It is a bit of a nightmare. Is there anything in place to improve the parking at Watford General?
Yeah, I completely agree, Chris. It's a crazy situation at the moment. I've had situations with my young son where I've tried to park him, take him to A&E, couldn't find anywhere to park. It's really stressful enough going to hospital without having anywhere to park. I've myself done a petition to get a better car park, and the hospital have said that next year, so 2019, they'll be building a multi-storey car park at the top of the hill, closer to the hospital, so you won't have to walk all the way up the hill. You'll have more spaces, double the number of spaces, and also you can pay when you leave the car park rather than trying to guess how long you're going to be there.
Okay, so that sounds like a big improvement. So did you say it's going to be at the top?
Yeah, so it would be near Farm Terrace allotment. I know there's lots of controversy over that, but part of the redevelopment of that site would be to have a multi-storey car park serving the hospital.
Okay. We talked, obviously we had your predecessor, Dorothy Thornhill, on a few times. times. And we talked about the hospital, and she was talking mainly about, you know, she looked at the numbers and it was still okay with people coming into the, you know, the hospital because of traffic with the football and people coming to into. Do you think that it is, you know, the traffic's fine and suitable for that hospital?
Yeah, I think one of the big improvements has been that new access road that the Thomas Sawyer Way has made journey times a lot quicker, so people can get from Junction 5 with the M1 really quickly now to the hospital. So the hospital themselves have looked at it and they say this is the best site. They want to redevelop that site. I had a meeting with the manager at the hospital last week and she was really clear that they want to invest and improve that site, because we know everyone who goes to Watford General knows the staff do a brilliant job,
yes,
but the facilities themselves aren't good enough. And so she's very clear that they want to invest and make that a better hospital.
And with the NHS having its 70th anniversary as well, I mean, there's some absolutely incredible stuff. I use, obviously, Watford General when I need to, and obviously that's fantastic stuff, as you do mention.
Yeah.
We've come on to one more thing that we want to talk about again, which is the big events in Watford. Obviously, the big beach is coming up. We'll talk about that in just a few moments' time. Please stick with us. We'll do that in just a couple of seconds. We'll do One Republic first of all, though. One Republic and Logic. Start again on Vibe 107.6. Chris here, on your Monday Vibe Breakfast. Still have the Mayor of Watford, Peter Taylor, with us in this morning. Before we let you go and obviously get off to work as well, obviously another busy day ahead of you, let's talk about the big events once again. Obviously, the big screen is happening at the moment. I did mention earlier on that the big beach is going to be completely separate this year, which I probably think is probably the correct decision, as you say, because you have confusion with people on the wanting to watch the movie and people want to be on the beach. That's on from the 4th to the 19th of August.
That's right, first 2 weeks of August. Again, it's a free event. Loads of families will be down there. There'll be lots of activities as well and stalls and stuff, so that's always a really popular event.
Yeah, it's the big events have obviously been quite big. We've got some other big events coming up in the calendar as well. Obviously the bandstand is happening in Castlebury Park, which has been quite a big success so far.
Yeah, the bandstand's done really well. We have hundreds of people going, and you know, some fantastic acts there. We'll have the fireworks once again. We'll have events around Christmas time, so I think the big events are really important because they bring people to the town centre. They're all free, and they've been a huge success.
Yeah, because the fireworks in particular, obviously we're going to be at the fireworks once again this year, 5107.6, plug. Also, as you say, it's free, which, how important is that for the people of Watford?
Yeah, I think it's really, really key that you don't, you know, that everyone's able to come along, that Watford's a really diverse town. We've got people from all backgrounds, of all incomes, and that you want everyone to be able to come together and share these events.
Yeah, it really is important. Peter, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
It really has been a pleasure, and to answer some of the questions that I think that's, you know, people at Watford would love to hear from. And please keep in touch with us, and please come back when you do have time, obviously, in your busy schedule.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
No problem at all. 5-1